Let's go back to the phones. FMU, you're on the air.
Yes.
So, should we reveal the ending? What do you think? To Unbreakable, do you want to hear the ending or not?
What is Unbreakable?
It's a Bruce Willis movie. It's a movie that was directed by M. Night Shyamalan, who's the guy who did the Sixth Sense last year.
Sir, I don't have time for this trifle.
Okay, why were you calling then, sir?
I think I speak for all of your listening audience when I say play some Barbershop Quartet music.
Yes, I just played some rock music, and that's kind of more what we play here, so I don't think,
look,
and I'm going to get on any...
Why don't you cue up a little cut by Gentleman's Agreement, perhaps Mother's Golden Locks?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get to any Barbershop
tonight.
How about
something by Town and Country? Perhaps Father's Handlebar Mustache?
No, I think I'm going to pass on that. What? You know, I'm really not a fan of Barbershop music in any...
Not a fan? Sir, do you have an idea who you're speaking to?
I have no idea who I'm speaking to.
My name is Zachary Brimstead, Esquire.
Yes?
I'm also known as the Ambassador of Barbershop.
Oh, so you're, what are you, a bigwig in the barbershop world?
Well, I don't want to brag on myself, but I'm quite a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, would you like a little bit of a stroll down memory lane?
Sure.
Are you ready?
I guess I'm as ready for barbershop as I'm ever going to
be. This is the song that won us the title back in 84.
So what?
Barbershop lover, please come on over. Barbershop lover, bring your dog Rover. I'll meet you at the barbershop at 3. Wear those pretty socks that hide your knees, barbershop lover.
Wow. So you would sing that, like that part you just sang?
It would be fleshed out by other singers as well.
Mm-hmm. And that,
that's actually why I'm calling. I have an ulterior motive, I must say.
Okay.
I just left my old group, the legendary West Hoover Barbershop Sparrows. What I'm doing, I want to start a new group.
Uh-huh.
See, the Sparrows didn't want to evolve.
Okay.
They wanted to keep it old-fashioned. I want to liven it up with rock and roll. Barbershop rock.
So you want to add... But where does that tie into an ulterior motive?
Well, what I'm doing, I'm calling up radio stations and I'm doing what I call a radio audition.
Okay.
Yes, I want other people from the listening audience to call in and sing with me.
To sing what? Barbershop? What was that song? Barbershop Love? That
you Barbershop Love, oh, please come on over.
You don't have to sing the whole song, so we can just... You could have just said the title. So it's Barbershop Lover?
No. We'll do other songs. We'll do rock and roll songs.
You actually... So what? In a barbershop style?
Well, sure. Let me undo my cummerbund really quick, okay?
Okay.
Oh!
What?
Oh! That's much better.
Can I ask you something?
It's just flowing now.
How would you mind telling me how much you weigh?
Dear sir, I assure you that my girth should have no bearing on this conversation.
Okay, but just so I can get a visual image in my mind.
Truth be told, I have quite a hefty carriage.
Like where, or like ballpark where you're at?
Let me just say that I'm just shy of $4.99.
Wow, so you're a big guy.
Hmm.
Yeah, so what's the whole thing? You were saying something about auditions?
Yes, I want to have some auditions right now. Take some calls, have some of the fine gentlemen of the area accompany me.
Well, that's actually not what our show is about tonight. We're talking about the movie Unbreakable.
And I'm telling you, I think people should call it and harmonize with me.
You know what?
Hold!
The whole... Whoa. Did he just say hold? This is really obnoxious. Hold on. Let's see. It's vaguely fascinating. I actually have to hang on now to see if this guy had the gall to put me on hold.
Yeah, who's this?
This, who, what?
Who is this?
This is the radio station you called.
Right.
So what,
well,
you...
Well, look, I want someone to call in and harmonize with me on the rock and roll classic Who Are You by The Who. Well, I woke up in a Soho doorway, a policeman knew my name. He said, you can go sleep at home tonight if you can get up and walk away.
You know what? I'm all willing. That's the point of this program. I guess it can be whatever it is. So if you want to harmonize with this guy, 201-200-93...
You've got to be good, though. You've got to be good.
Can I, you know, 201-200-93...
You've got to be good.
Can I finish the phone number? Is that a yes?
Mm-hmm.
201-200-9368 is the number. This guy is trying to get a kind of rock barbershop.
It'll be a cross between, let's say, the Rolling Stones and the Four Tiptoes.
Okay. So whoever they are, I guess. That's,
oh, surely you jest. You've heard of Rudolph, haven't you?
Again, I told you, I'm not much of a...
He's the Mickey Mantle of barbershop.
Yeah, that's... That sounds exciting. 201-200-9368. We're looking for people to harmonize with the guy who's on the phone right now, who's looking to put together a new barbershop quartet.
I think I'm more than just a guy.
Again, I mean, you have to realize this is a rock station. Your
well,
whole thing.
I think that all rock and roll evolved from barbershop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how is that? I don't see that lineage.
All you've got to do is listen to Gentleman's Agreement. Their first three albums are essential.
To hear what? To hear how they were influenced by, or
no,
how they?
No, no, no! Barbershop has been around since the 1600s.
I don't even think that barbershops.
No, no, you've got it all wrong. Know of which you speak.
You know what? I made it clear that I don't know of what I speak.
I
and
don't
that's...
think you even know about rock and roll.
I do know about rock and roll.
No,
though.
No, no.
Well, 201-200-9368 is the number.
Do you want to hear some Foghat?
Hold on just one sec.
All right, and woman, you're so full.
201-200-9368. We got a guy here who is looking to put together a, a rock and roll barbershop group?
Yes, it's called Barbershop Sweat.
Barbershop Sweat, which really, when I'm picturing you as a... a man who is 500 pounds.
I'm of substantial girth, yes.
I really don't want to think about you sweating at all.
I sweat just going to the bathroom. Hold.
Let's just get back to the unbreakable conversation.
Okay, shoot.
Shoot what?
Who is this? Oh, this is the radio station. Look, I've also got some other exciting news.
Oh, what's that?
Well, surely you've heard of the group Dr. Hook.
Yes, I have.
Yes, well, we're currently in negotiations with Ray Sawyer.
Who is Ray Sawyer?
Surely you jest. The singer of Dr. Hook?
The singer of Dr. Hook. No, I'm sorry.
I'm going to have a side project called Dr. Barbershop.
With the guy from...
guy with the patch.
Uh-huh, that's the guy.
We're going to take it all over to junior high schools and hospitals.
Can I talk on my own program? Is that possible?
Oh, you're a blowhard.
I'm a blowhard.
When you're in love with a beautiful woman...
Oh, my God. You called me a blowhard.
Yes.
Have you ever heard yourself?
That's all I do all day is listen to my voice.
I would shoot myself. I'm contemplating shooting myself now.
Well, good. Then I'll have more time to talk.
Now you kind of... I want my listeners
listen,
now to come... Wait.
No, you
hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. No.
Try to see it my way.
If it wasn't for the Beatles?
In the words of the Beatles.
What are the words of the Beatles?
We can work it out.
We can work it out? Was that what that is?
Oh, please. Surely you know in Barbershop you elongate the last O.
I really want one of my
All I want to do is bring people together through Barbershop.
Uh-huh.
Tom?
Yes?
Let you and I sing.
I don't think I'm going to do any singing tonight.
Let's do locomotive
breath. I think you've actually managed...
Locomotive breath.
Now, how about we...
In the shuffling madness.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, I've been listening over the internet.
Uh-huh.
You still have the fat guy that's the barber guy?
Hello.
Oh, my.
What is your name?
Oh, my name's Sheila.
You sound gorgeous.
Thank you. But, okay, well, what's the current band situation right now?
With my group, I told you I broke away from the Sparrows.
Okay, so why did that happen?
Because those guys didn't want to evolve.
Any other reason?
They hated me. There's litigation.
Was it a hygiene problem? Was it, you know, the fact that you ended up eating what they brought to the session,
you know? You're touching on all the areas, yes.
You might want to think about getting some people that, you know, are more sympathetic to your way of life.
Well, I think you are. Let's harmonize.
Would you be willing to harmonize with this guy?
I don't
you
know.
You take
if
a
I
C
can.
Below, 1/8 below.
Well, call, barbershop guy, what is a, what's a song?
Let's do Surrender by Cheap Trick.
Oh, good God, I don't know that song.
Father says your mother's right, she's really up on things.
Well, thank you for...
What do you want to harmonize on, lass? Sweet lass.
I don't know.
I truly appreciate the warmth that I received from you, not from the host or that other,
the guy that's like allowing you to be on the air right now.
What have I exactly? I've given you right now, like you've sidetracked
I'm doing
the problem.
No,
you're not, the biggest you're, market.
Exactly, you're
ever.
Going all through New York. You're going on the internet, and now you've got the. I've given you you sidetracked my program.
You insult the DJ.
Thank you.
He's a doofus.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, ma'am.
I bid you adieu, sweet dear lass.
All right.
Okay.
Adieu. Bye.
I think I've made a love connection.
I'm sure you haven't.
Well, listen.
Yeah?
Getting back to that song that I had mentioned. The song that shall unite all of America.
Why don't you lay it on us, then?
B is for the bravery you've given us. U is for unanimous victory. S is for the strength with which you'll rule with. H is for forgotten memories. Bush, America's greatest president. Bush, the best we've ever had.
Which Bush?
President Bush.
Which one? The George W. Bush?
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't even gotten in office yet.
You don't know.
I know he isn't in office yet. 201-200.
All good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
So satisfied I'm on my what?
Whoa.
I'm on my way, I think that it is.
That's what I said.
I guess is that another barbershop thing where you flatten out?
That's rule number three.
FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, no, don't give the ending away. And also, I had a question for you, barbershop man.
Zachary.
Can you just explain the lyrics to that Bush song?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was a unanimous.
Yeah, see, I actually was going to...
The other thing that you said, strength with which you rule us, he's not even ruling us yet.
He will be.
And he'll never rule
he'll
us.
Rule
I mean,
yeah,
what
yeah,
is
that's
he?
Right.
What
not,
is he, a
king?
King?
To me, he is.
Well, that's good for you, but... For the rest of us...
Just like I'm your king.
You're definitely
good
not
lady.
My king. Okay, that's offensive.
The last line, I don't even understand. Wait, what is that?
H is for forgotten memories.
When did forgotten start with the letter H? And also, how does that even tie in with George Bush?
We have forgotten memories of his dear papa's rulership.
I see.
His dear papa.
Okay. Well, thank you for clearing that up.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
What's your phone number?
FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, barbershop guy, you know any Black Sabbath?
I'm finished with my woman, 'cause she couldn't help me with my mind. People think I'm insane because I am frowning all the time.
Wow. I would want to hear the whole thing.
I'm going to drop a bomb on that radio station. You know?
Oh, my God.
Tom, do you hear? Mad at you.
No, I think it's you who's driving everybody to this point.
Someone's mad at Tommy.
No, no one's mad at Tommy. I think everybody hates.
Oh, I'm taking my pants off.
No, please. If you're going to do it, you don't have to tell us about it. Please don't stop.
Free and easy. Mm-hmm. Look, I'll bet since I've been on the air, you've had 30,000 new people tune in.
I could almost guarantee that since I've actually put you on the air, that people are shutting their radios off left and right.
Because your voice is so grating.
My voice is grating?
Your voice sounds like nails on a chalkboard. You know what mine sounds like?
What?
Precious liquid gold.
Yeah, your voice is maybe as... I can actually hear you being uncomfortably overweight over the phone. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi. Is Barbershop Guy still on?
Yes, he is.
All right. I've been in my car for about the past 20 minutes listening to this guy rant and rave.
Uh-huh.
Now, I am in a barbershop quartet, and I've been singing in one for 10 years, and this guy knows jack.
Take a seat. Let's go.
No, I'm not singing with it. Do you know any name a barbershop tune, anything? You know Wild Irish Rose, Irish Blessing, anything
Mother's
like that?
Mother's Golden Locks.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, sing a tune for it.
Mother's golden locks.
It's nothing, man.
They flowed from her golden head.
No, you're giving Barbershop a bad rap. A really bad rap, man.
Her face was molten lava.
Oh, boy. This guy's insane and everything.
What's your group called, son?
It's called Cyber Sounds.
That's lame.
Oh, that's great, but you're just a real jerk.
Wait, hold on. So you, caller, are a...
I have been doing barbershop for the past 10 years. I've been very involved with the society, and I've sang in the Big Apple Chorus for the past 5 years.
Those guys are lame.
Well, so are you, buddy.
Those guys are weak.
Who are you with?
Like I said, I'm forming my new group.
Your new group? The Losers?
That's rich. Look, I'm combining rock and roll and barbershop.
Well, that ain't gonna work, first of all.
Why would that not work as
Barbershop is a certain style of music founded back in
1800s. Barbershop needs an enema. I'm taking it to new heights.
No, I don't think you're going to be able to do that.
Wait till you see me on tour.
On tour?
Yeah.
You need a forklift to haul you around.
So?
Now being a, somebody who's been, you said you've been involved in for 10 years?
Yeah.
I've been involved for 11.
You're always one up on everybody else, aren't you?
Yeah,
I'm starting to pick up a pattern with this guy.
Yeah.
In being in that barbershop scene, are there guys like this?
No, there's not. Well, you know, you got your weirdos and your loonies, but nothing like this. You know, everybody's
jealous.
A respectable guy. It's a hobby.
So you mean that this guy just sounds like a...
This guy's probably never heard of Gentleman's Agreement.
Yes, I have, actually.
Hmm.
Acoustics. Platinum, Joker's Wild, Gas House Gang, any of those ring a bell?
Those guys are weak.
They're all the top in the society.
Those guys can't throw it down like I can.
So this guy just is like giving it a bad name?
Absolutely. I've been driving in my car. I just got home, and for the past 20 minutes, I've been listening, and I've been seething mad. So mad, it's not even funny.
Because he's just
making a mockery out of it. You know, I can't believe that someone would give some, you know, music like that, such a bad rap.
What attracted you to barbershop?
My dad's been doing it for 30, 40 years.
Uh-huh. He's
old school. It's time for the new regime.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Well, how old is the other guy?
My father?
No. The...
I've got underwear older than you, son.
Well, I'm not going to make a comment about that.
Yeah, that's... I think you instantly lose an argument when you... When you make a point like that. So what,
Who, him?
No, you.
You're right, he is losing.
No, you made a joke, or whatever, you were trying to make a wise crack about, underwear being older than,
I said that, not you.
Yeah, but I'm
I was not trying to say that I said it.
We're wasting everybody's time and breath, and I think you should go back on your Unbreakable or whatever that was that you were talking about and just kick this guy right off the air. He's bogus, absolutely bogus.
You're bogus. Go back to barbershop nursery school, young lad.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you for listening.
Go away. He was afraid to harmonize because he knows I can beat him.
What? It's not.
He
knows
I could cut him.
I don't know if it's a competition.
For me, it is.
So you go at this like it's really a real hardcore thing that it's
the
you.
The battle royale.
It's you against the
no
world.
No one here gets out alive, as the great Snake King said.
Now, what attracted you to adding this whole?
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, and touch me, boo.
Well, hold on 1 second. Looking at the Unbreakable chart, right now we're at 10 people want to hear the ending given out over the air, and 5 don't. So, call up
everybody,
and
I'm
going to
give it away right now.
You're going to give what away?
Bruce Willis kills that girl with a table saw at the end.
That has nothing to do with there's no that girl. And what would you make you do something like that to just...
That's what happens. Minnie Driver gets her head sawed off on with a table saw.
Minnie Driver isn't in Unbreakable.
You haven't seen Unbreakable.
See, now I know you just sound like a real argumentative kind of guy.
I'm going to bury you.
With what?
Fat.
Oh, that's nice.
My fat.
201-200-9368. Let's try to wrap up this Unbreakable vote. We're going to make a push.
Food.
What's that?
I need food.
Okay. 201-200-9368 is the number if you want to give a call. We're getting this. This Unbreakable thing's going to wind down in about 7 minutes. I'm going to give the ending away to the movie.
And then hour 3.
No, that's the end of the program, actually.
For you.
For why?
I'm staying on. I'm going to be on the next show, whatever it is.
Well, I can guarantee you will not be on the next program.
What's the next program?
It's called Nickel and Dime Radio.
Who's the host?
His name is Small Change, and I can guarantee you will not be co-host.
Put him on.
First of all, you're not even co-hosting here.
Put him on.
Put him on? Mm-hmm. I'm not putting him on.
Put him on.
Hey, you know what? I've really had enough of you.
No, you haven't.
I can attest to the fact that, yes, I really have had enough of you. You really...
You want to hear more yes? Is that what you said?
All right. Hey, it's time to wrap things up here. So thank you for calling, Guy. I'm going to say goodnight to you now.
Let's keep it going.
Let's not. Goodnight.
I'll miss you.
Good night.